You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Parliament has stopped to remember the 75th anniversary of the world's largest military breakout in modern history. On the morning of the 5th of August 1944, over 1,000 Japanese prisoners being held at a prisoners of war camp in the New South Wales town of Cowra launched an attack on their Australian guards. Armed with crude weapons, four groups of roughly 300 Japanese soldiers threw themselves at barbed wire fences and a line of firing machine guns. Over 350 Japanese prisoners successfully escaped, however their freedom was short-lived, with all of them being captured over the next week. A total of 234 Japanese prisoners lost their lives in the breakout attempt, as well as five Australian soldiers, while a further 107 people were injured. On the final sitting day of Parliament before the winter break, Prime Minister Scott Morrison paid homage to the lives of both the Australian and Japanese soldiers who died.
75 years on, we pause to reflect on the price of war and the courage of all those who accept the burden of service. We pause to honour the past and ensure it is never forgotten. And we give thanks that in the years after the brutality of war, Australia and Japan have forged a deep and enduring friendship.
Having been taught in their training never to surrender, it is thought the Japanese soldiers launched the breakout in order to die honourably. Following the end of the war in 1946, veterans began noticing the graves of both Australian and Japanese soldiers were left overgrown. They began tending to the graves, ensuring the memories of those who lost their lives were not forgotten. In doing so, Mr. Morrison says the veterans found peace.
Gardening became meditative, and through pulling up the weeds, mowing the lawns, carting water, planting trees, forgiveness was found. Peace and reconciliation were found. In 1964, it became an official war cemetery. It is the only Japanese war cemetery outside of Japan anywhere in the world. Today, Australians and the Japanese both lie in peace in Cowra soil.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the action by the veterans in Cowra helped forge a path for post-war Australian-Japanese relations.
We think about those who fell that night. We think about how we remember them. We think about those graves in Cowra, nurtured, as the Prime Minister said, by so many of the local community. And we pay respect to them and we thank them for their ongoing work and service.
Mr. Albanese says it is through remembering the past that Australia can continue to nurture its relationship with Japan.
But as we think back on the mayhem and chaos and terrible carnage of that night, three quarters of a century ago, we think about the peace since. We think about how Japan, our once terrible enemy, became our great friend and partner.
In 1976, the Cowra Japanese Garden was officially opened. The 5-hectare strolling garden remains a place of peace and a symbol of reconciliation between Australia and Japan. Mr. Morrison is hopeful friendly and peaceful relations between the two nations will continue to prosper. He says the world can learn a lot from looking back at the mistakes of the past.
On this anniversary, we remember all who lost their lives, both Australian and Japanese, and commit ourselves to a world in which such conflicts are consigned to history and peace is our future.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.